أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, today, let's take a little bit of break from journaling, a refreshing break, and look at how we can fast track to Jannah. So, we just have to inculcate in us 11 habits. So, I'll start with them. Number one, try to learn jurisprudence or fiqh, if anything else on a Friday. There's a hadith of Imam Sadiq which says, pathetic is the believer who is so occupied with the affairs of the world that he doesn't even spend one day of the week, Friday, he said, in learning the laws of jurisprudence or fiqh. Number two, wear an aqiq, preferably a red one, on your rings. Imam Ali says, you will be blessed and you will be saved from affliction. Number three, always be in wudu. Number four, do ghusl on Friday. The Prophet ﷺ tells Imam Ali, Ya Ali, do ghusl on Friday, even if you have to sell that day's sustenance and go hungry in order to purchase water, because there's no greater blessing than this ghusl. It's phenomenal. He also told him the ghusl can be performed at any time on Friday from sunrise till sunset, although the recommended time is just before midday. And if you miss it on Friday, its qadha may be performed the following day. Number five, when you pray, make sure you smell good. Brush your teeth. Number six. Number seven, recite Quran regularly. The recitation of Quran is an atonement for sins, a protection from Jahannam, a safety from punishment. Mercy will descend upon the reciter. Angels will seek forgiveness for him. Heaven, Jannah, will long for that person, and your Rabb will be pleased with you. That's from the Prophet. Number eight, make sure you have your kafan with you. Purchase it today. Make it a belated Eid gift to yourself. Number nine, initiate salam. The Prophet said 70 rewards is the share of the one who initiates a greeting, and only one reward belongs to the one who returns it. Number 10, make peace amongst people. When you make peace between two people, it's worthier, it's better than an entire life of prayer and fasting. And finally, invite believers home. Once, when 7 days had passed and Imam Ali did not have a single guest, he was so upset. Amidst crying, he said, I fear lest the Rabb has removed this mercy from me. So 11 things, inshallah, to fast track us to Jannah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ